Chapter 4. Complete surrender to the will of God is the essence of spirituality. The complete and entire surrender of themselves to God is the supreme duty of souls called by Him to the state of abandonment. Offer sacrifice in the right spirit and trust in the Lord, which is to say, that the great and firm foundation of the spiritual life is the offering of ourselves to God and being subject to His will in all things. We must completely forget ourselves so that we regard ourselves as an object which has been sold and over which we have no longer any rights. We find all our joy in fulfilling God's pleasure, His happiness, His glory, and the fact that He is our great and only delight. Once we have this foundation, all we need to do is spend our lives rejoicing that God is God, and being so wholly abandoned to His will that we are quite indifferent as to what we do and equally indifferent as to what use He makes of our activities. Our main duty is to abandon ourselves. Once we have faithfully discharged all of the proper duties of our state of life, of course, for the way in which we fulfill these duties will be the measure of our holiness. A holy soul is one which, by the help of grace, has freely submitted to God's will, and all that follows this free consent is the work of God and never that of man, who blindly abandons himself and is completely indifferent about everything. That is all God asks of us. In everything else He arranges and chooses all things as an architect plans a building. So it is essential that we should love God and His designs however they are presented to us. They are nothing to do with us. They are a matter for God alone, and what He gives is best for us. The essence of spirituality is contained in this phrase, complete and utter abandonment to the will of God. By that I mean we should never think of ourselves, but be continually occupied with loving and obeying Him. We must put aside all those fears, those uneasy broodings, those qualms of conscience, and those anxieties which can arise from the concern we have for achieving holiness and our salvation. As God wants to look after all our affairs, let us leave them all to Him, so that we can concentrate our whole attention on Him. So come, with heads erect, let us advance, ignoring everything, and remaining always satisfied with God and with all that He makes us do and accomplishes within us. Let us take good care not to get foolishly involved in all those fears and doubts which, like paths leading nowhere, only tempt us to wander on and on until we are hopelessly lost. Let us leap over this maze of self-love instead of trying to explore its endless alleys. So come, never mind weariness, illness, lack of feeling, irritability, exhaustion, the snares of the devil and of men, with all that they create of distrust, jealousy, prejudice, and evil imaginings. Let us soar like an eagle above these clouds, with our eyes fixed on the sun and its rays, which are our duties. We cannot help being aware of all these evils, of course, and we cannot be indifferent to them, but let us never forget that ours is not a life governed by our feelings. We must live in those upper reaches of the spiritual life where God and His will are active in a process which is eternal and unchanging. There, He who is uncreated, immeasurable, and cannot be described by human words, would keep us far removed from all the shadows and turmoil of the world. We shall feel through our senses countless disturbances, it is true, but they will all disappear like the clouds in a windswept sky. God and His will are the eternal objects which captivate every faithful soul, and when the day of glory arrives, they will be our true happiness. Here on earth we suffer, to use the language of allegory, the attacks of monsters, owls, and savage beasts. But terrible though these attacks are, behind them God is acting and giving us something of the divine which will give us the brilliance of the sun. For here below the body and soul are refined and fashioned like gold, and iron, linen, and gems. Like these things, they will not attain their full beauty until they have been trimmed and shaped and changed from their original form. All they have endured in this life at the hand of God, and He is love itself, is meant only to prepare them for eternal bliss. The truly faithful soul, well versed in all the secrets of God, lives in peace, and instead of being frightened by what happens to it, is comforted, for it is quite certain that God is guiding it. It accepts all things as a manifestation of God's grace, ignores itself, and thinks only of what God is doing. Love inspires it to perform its duties most carefully and faithfully. A soul completely abandoned to God sees nothing clearly except the action of grace, a path that is from those slight defects which grace can turn to good account.